Good evening. Happy New Year. I'm doing a brief piece here called 2022 and 2023 Thoughts from 12 Gates Foundation. Each end of year, a great many people reflect on the year past and look for signs about the year to come. Was 2022 a good year or a bad one? Will 2023 be better, or are we headed for more difficult times? We are not looking for cheerleading or motivational slogans. We seek clarity to the extent possible. Assessing the past and anticipating the future are two very different acts of mind and spirit. The past year genuinely did happen. There are facts available, both personal and social and global. We do not want to ignore reality on the one hand, but we do not want to be overrun or dictated to by data on the other hand. Reality is a blend of evidence that should participate together with the transformative force of our spiritual confidence and command. The year to come similarly blends evidence with interpretation, but it is more a matter of prediction. Instead of historical facts and data, we seek rather to grasp signs and pointers. So how do these years measure up? By my read, 2022 was a good year and 2023 will be better as the successes of 2022 take root, settle in, and become the basis for continued growth and improvement. For people concerned with religious and spiritual life and with issues related to interfaith and to religion and peace, there is much in what we experienced this past year that is worrisome. Foremost in our troubles, I believe, is clearly active war, followed next by provocations toward war among major world powers. The Russian attack on the Ukraine is the world's most serious problem from 2022. And the provocations are next, most especially actions by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, toward Taiwan. The next most troubling global breakdown is the rapid destabilization of Western and other free democratic nations. Finally, 2022 witnessed a far-reaching breakdown of trust in virtually all public institutions, including such extreme abuse and lawlessness by governments that used to function as sources of hope for emerging nations. Factors that would invite us to think of 2022 as a bad year are these: major global war, reaching hitherto unthinkable levels of belligerence all the way up to threats to use nuclear weapons. Threats of global war among superpowers, such as the tensions around Taiwan. And finally, global breakdown of trust for institutions which formerly represented stability, hope, and progress for our human family. Government, media, all levels of education, including elite universities, the medical establishment, financial institutions, elections, and all else that was required in the delicate and fragile balance of social progress. Dysfunction at this level of magnitude challenges any who would wish to report an experience of God's light and progress in 2022. But I believe failure to confidently report on God-inspired human progress comes more from a misdirected gaze, from focusing on the wrong points of perspective, not merely the reality and difficulties we experienced. We are in the middle of a radical historical upheaval, and the shimmer of true human horror described above are the violent rattling of historical change and the transference of the divine spirit in human affairs. Each of the institutions being exposed for deep rot, corruption, and abuse, properly earning the distrust of freedom-seeking citizens worldwide, are bound either to reform at deep levels or decline altogether, even to non-existence. The intensity of the of these troubles have a modest Armageddon-type feel, but not of a supernatural or fantastical sort, but of a deafening grinding when the living God wrenches through and breaks old forms and old fault lines so that the brighter light promised in 1 Corinthians 13:12 will shine into our lives. The religious and interfaith community must be bold and confident in faith and must have the courage and vision to lead, to be loud and be bold. It is wrong for religious leaders to chase after secular causes in the hopes for acceptance in a secular age. The work of religious and interfaith leaders is to herald the bright roar of grace that speaks of a God who is greater than change, greater than war, and who can storm through the human heart and passion to actively and effectively and practically bring about renewal and hope. 2022 saw 1,000 new talents shine that would never have been discovered in prior ages. 1,000 new artists, visionaries, writers, and heroes. When tech is not whoring itself, it serves as a magical platform for us to discover one another and to perpetrate goodness faster and more broadly than ever before in human history. 2023 will see more of the same. We are in a time of blinding progress. The people of good must be strong. Progress is not guaranteed, but the people of religion and of spirit must be stronger and must lead. We have to shake off our lethargy and timidity and step up into spiritual and religious confidence. Our times are good, but they can tumble and fail. 12 Gates Foundation exists to reveal and advance the truth that God authors history. We shouldn't cower. Our time is not woven of insecurity, worry, and fear. The author of history is God. But this cannot happen and prevail absent a courageous stand by people of faith and people of interfaith vision and creativity. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again soon.